Tehran, Nitzvah Shalom, Kuf Samachas, Reis Dalet. The Torah is Hashem Temima V'Shiva Asnafesh. The Pasuk says, the Torah of Hashem is perfect, it restores the soul. Explains in Nitzvah Shalom, a Torah Kedoshe, Yesh Vashleimus, some tam, some chayim, the chole itim amatzovim. The Torah has perfection, that it is a potion of perfection and of life for all times and all situations. Ki poisaris kol bayis achayim. It has the solution for all the troubles of life, v'chala itim ha-matzavim, in all times and in all situations. In v'itim ha-gvoyim, whether it's in times when we are uplifted, v'yoysoy v'b'chinis im esak shemayim shamata, when a person is in the concept of, as David HaMelech says in Tehillim, if I will ascend to the heavens, you are there. The Torah assists us to take advantage of a situation when we find ourselves in a lofty level. That we should be able to continue and ascend even higher. And the Torah is also there to assist us in the times when we fall, to the concept of when I find myself in the depths, you are there as well. If we fall. Into the Shal Tachtis, into the depths, and there doesn't seem to be any way out. Gam Shon Kayach HaTorah Matzila Mered HaShachas. Also there, the Torah saves a person from Mered HaShachas, from falling to Shachas.
Shachas is devastation.
The Torah illuminates the eyes of a Jew before the person sins, and the Torah is there to save the person after he has sinned. The Torah is considered the vav that connects the first hey of Hashem's name to the last hey of Hashem's name. Shebashem Avai Baruch Hu. Hamerum is al kut shebirichu b'Yisrael. These two heys the first hey symbolizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the last day symbolizes Bnei Yisrael, and the Vav connects the two. And the Vav is the Torah. Torah is what connects the two. Yes, the husband in Yenzeh.
What's the Yud before the first Hey?
The Yud is the concept of Keser. It's something we can't. Chachm, I'm sorry. Good morning. Yes, the husband in Yenzeh, we can explain this. Alpima de Isa Medishtachuma, according to what is written in Medishtachuma, Shemapadisha Posuk, Medishtachuma explains the Posuk, Yalpia Advon Va'ila Karati Yit Chabris Ves Yisrael. The Posuk says that according to these words, the words of the Torah, I have made a covenant with you and Bnei Yisrael. Shakavona al Torah Shabal Peh. The intent of the pasuk is going on the oral Torah. It says al pi advarim ha'ela, right? According to Torah Shabal Peh, not with Torah Shabal Peh, the Rabbanu Shleilam made a covenant with Bnei Yisrael. Ki kashem oid l'lamda, because Torah Shabal Peh, which is referring to the Mishnayos and the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch and so on, it's very difficult to learn it. Yesh batzar godo. It requires a lot of pain. And nidu deshina, and a lot of losing sleep. Yesh mevaza min avlat me'ala chulu. People have to sometimes degrade themselves over it.
What do you mean?
It means that a person has to pain themselves over Torah. Sometimes causing oneself to lose money over it, and to just takes a lot
sacrifice
of time,
maybe.
A lot of sacrifice. Mashmoyis hadvarim. This is all the lashon of the Tanchuma. So the understanding of these words are shavris nichrasal yegias hatoyra, that the covenant between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael was made over toil of Torah, shezashayich biyoseh b'Torah Shebal Peh, which is more relevant to the oral Torah.
Why? Because that's hard. That's harder to learn than
right.
The Torah Shebal
Peh. Yeah, for sure.
And there's more of it, right?
That's also true. But the main thing is the more difficult to understand. In Hekosav Ramban, Al Pasuk Zeh, now the Ramban writes on this Pasuk Zeh L'Shoina, this Pasuk that we just mentioned, Ki Al Pi Al Dvarim Va'ila Kerati Et Chavris Ves Yisrael, that according to these words, I have made a covenant with you and Yisrael. Anochan Ve'enai, says Ramban, what seems correct in my eyes, since Bnei Yisrael sinned and transgressed the earlier covenant, Hashem had to make a new covenant. Ahainu explains in the Nesiv Sholem that this bris that the pasuk is referring to, that the bris that took place over the oral Torah, that took place after Bnei Yisrael sinned with the eagle. And to correct that sin is only through the oral Torah, which requires tremendous toil. And the reason for this is, as it is written in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, to explain the Gemara that says Hashem says, I created a Yetzirah and I created a Torah as its remedy. Shakavona al Torah sheYehudi loymedayis beislahavas the kedusha. The intent is what type of Torah saves a person from the Yetzirah? It's the Torah that a Jew learns with a holy fire. It's with a islahavas. What's the word for Yislahavas in English?
Enthusiasm.
Uh-huh.
Bren.
As in the Greek, entheos. Enthusiasm comes from the Greek entheos, which means to be filled with God.
Okay. Ki oz, eish ha-toyroi, chelos is eish ha-tavis v'yitzor ambition. It is then that the fire of Torah is able to consume the fire of the desires and bad inclinations. HaTorah she'sam tam, the Torah which is a potion of perfection, magi'ila hatayves, it purges the desires, shetashmishan v'chamen, which are used v'chamen. He's using a euphemism here of the halacha is that that the utensils that were used with hot, like let's say somebody cooks treif in the pot, so the only way to purge the pot would be through hot water. Usually the halacha and anything that is used actually with fire, say a frying pan where you don't use any liquid, so you can't purge it with liquid, you have to purge it with fire. And so anything, the way you purge something is the way you use it.
Whatever goes in, that's how you get it, take it
right out. Kaboli kachpolta, as it was absorbed, that's how it spits it out. So he's using this, the same thing by tshuva as well. That since our sins are done with enthusiasm, then the only way to purge them, to purge ourselves, is through the enthusiasm of Torah. And so each sin, according to the way it was done, that's the way it has to be uprooted. So he says that the Torah, when it is learned with enthusiasm, that purges the tavias that were done through heat, and it burns out those averis that were done with fire. Therefore, when they sinned through the act of the eagle, and they transgressed the covenant, Hashem had to renew a new covenant, which is the oral Torah, which requires tremendous toil. And that is the covenant of after the sin, which is a purging of holiness through using the fire of Torah. The Divrei Shmuel of Slanim once said, "La'achas sheyikva kol yom shir b'iyun chazak." I'm sorry. Amar la'echad. He once told a person that he should establish for himself every day a shir where he delves into the Gemara with or whatever it is, with whatever Torah he is learning, with a very strong, he should delve in with a strong depth. To the point that all of his thoughts should be immersed in this learning. That type of learning, that purifies the bad thoughts that go through a person's mind. The same way a mikveh purifies the body. According to these words, even somebody who is very busy, he doesn't have that much time to set aside for Torah. All of the at least whenever he does learn, it should be a learning of depth. The taras moichay machshavoysav, to purify his mind and his thoughts.
You said the mikveh doesn't purify your
guf.
It doesn't purify you. Well, I said that you have to purify yourself. It just, clean,
cleanses. That person has to do tshuva. We're talking about tshuva.
Oh, okay. This is.
Yeah, but this is talking about. Right now, he's not talking about the mikveh. He's talking about learning Torah with depth. That purifies a person's thoughts. This type of Torah is a Torah that is a remedy and a potion of life. And it renews the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Bnei Yisrael, even after a person has sinned. It is through the Torah Shabbat Peh that Karati et Chavris as Yisrael, that I have made a covenant with you and Bnei Yisrael. Maimer Shvi.
I just wanted to. So, please. When he says that you're in the Sha'ol Tachtis, right, and it's the Torah that's going to get you out, but by saying that there's a Yud Kei Vav Kei and the upper Hei connects to the lower Hei, he's saying that the Vav is not the end point, it's the message. It's the means of communicating with right. the upper hay, so that if I'm in the blotter and I have no way out, when he's saying, well, it's Torah that's going to get me out, it's Torah as a means to communicate with the upper hay.
Right. What are you saying?
Saying how's worth it.
The impression was that it's Torah that got you know you before, and then it's Torah after, and then he brings the Pasuk and the Tanchuma that that after the Egel Karasi Bris Itchem Alpi. So it's Torah Shval Peh. But by saying that it's the Hey Vav Hey, he's also saying don't get stuck at the Vav. The Vav is the Torah. But it's the communicator with the upper hay. It's the conduit by which I can communicate with the Ribbono
like
Shel Olam.
It's like a telephone.
It's like there was no mention of the Ribbono Shel Olam that whole keta, you know.
Right, it was. He said, okay, yeah, he mentioned that he said this. He said that the Vav is the chibur between the person
right.
and the
right.
Otherwise, the Torah becomes the object of Avodah Zarah.
If it's for itself.
Right.
Right.
There is... Let's talk about this. That there is that opinion that Torah is the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether you have that in mind or not. Obviously, it was not the approach of that. I mean, it was not the approach of Hasidim to leave out the Baal Shem HaKadosh emphasized the concept of realizing that the Torah is the conduit between the Eden and the Ribbono Shel Olam.
Because the Nefesh HaChaim in Chelek Shlishi...
That's what I was referring to. The Nefesh HaChaim Elojner holds that that learning for the sake of acquiring Torah wisdom, that itself is a proper kavanah of its own.
What's that?
It's a proper kavanah?
Yes.
I was saying, in 15 minutes when I go to call and ask for Berserker, that's what he'll tell me.
Right.
He will tell me
that.
So with
my mother-in-law.
Right. So
that's a push.
No, but
that's based
on
the fact that.
No, I said
it's not. No, he's saying something. He's saying that it's not possible to access the Torah. Our only access is through Torah. So otherwise, you're fooling yourself. That's what he's saying.
The remote plan, the side plan, and. I can't remember where, somewhere in the Sefer Peleoy, it says that he asks if indeed the Torah purifies a person, then why do we find that many people who learn Torah do things that are inappropriate? That we find that their midas are not the way they should be. We find that sometimes they're people that are Balei Taiva, that it seems that the Torah doesn't do its job in getting rid of their Yetzer Hara. So he says that obviously they're not learning Torah with the intent of connecting to Hashem.
Wow.
Why do we have
to one second, wait. So, I was, yesterday, Mishal Shudas, I started a vort, and then I said a different vort. But I was thinking along those lines of the Nemotan Eslaibla to say the following: that Rivka knew that the Malach teaches the fetus the Torah in the womb. Meanwhile, she realizes that, and she thinks she has one child, and then she goes through the Beis Medrash, child tries to go out. Okay, the Torah is doing its job, right? Then she goes past the Beis Avodah Zarah, and the child is trying to go out again. So she realizes, Rivka on her own, that this child, despite learning Torah, can still do things that are opposite Torah. Right? So she says, Im Kain, if this is the case, that Torah doesn't have an effect on a person, even beyond the base medrash, then what is the point of Anachi Hashem Lekat? What is the point of Torah if it's not going to have an effect on the person? So Vatelech Lidresh as Hashem. So she came to the conclusion that if you're not seeking Hashem when you're learning Torah, it's not going to accomplish what it needs to accomplish. Right? Vatelech, she went Lidresh as Hashem. She realized that you have to seek Hashem. If you're not seeking Hashem when you're learning Torah, it's not going to accomplish what it needs to accomplish.
Why didn't you say?
So the corruptors of the world. So seeing Hashem in the Torah is basically saying, it's like seeing his hand, seeing his finger in the what's going on in the text. Is that what you mean by seeking Hashem?
Not necessarily. Torah, no, it's more like what I said. I said Shabbos day that realizing that the Torah is Hashem's will, it's Hashem's razon, and that by me. By me connecting to what Hashem's will is, I'm actually connecting to Hashem.
But just because if you learn Torah one day, doesn't mean that all of a sudden your time is just going to disappear.
Of course not. No, but
what you just said is the nefesh. That's exactly what the nefesh says. If I'm connecting to Torah, that is my connection to Hashem. But you said Lidrosh Hashem means I need something more than that.
No, Lidrosh Hashem is saying that the acquisition of Chochmas HaTorah without the intent that this is Hashem's Ratzon and this is Hashem's will is also fine. All I have to, my intent has to be to acquire Chochmas HaTorah. That is also the will of Hashem. That is the will of Hashem. So Mela, the Nefesh HaChaim holds that is the proper intention. Although Hashem is not in the picture at all, in my head, we hold that the entire intent of acquiring Chochmas HaTorah has to be because this is the Dveikus of Hashem.
And therefore the learning will be different between the two people?
Of course.
They're learning the same text, but because the intent, therefore the outcome will be different.
So what's that learning the Shema according to them?
They hold the Shema, the Rechaim Balazar holds the Shema means the Shame Chach Masatei.
Aren't we forgetting something, that the Hashem has created the Yetzer
Hara 1? How did we forget that?
Because if we concentrate so much on killing the Yetzer Hara and pushing the Yetzer Hara, we're not connecting to Hashem.
Why is that? That's why Hashem created the Yetzer Hara. We should get rid of him.
But you're not going to get rid of him. Hashem decides he wants to. We tried once before and look what happened. The eggs, the chickens didn't even lay eggs. So
I'm not sure what you're trying to say.
What I'm saying is that there's a big balance about it. Really concentrate on the Yetzer Hara, you've lost. It's a case of connecting with Hashem and recognizing the Eight Sahara for what it is and letting it in and stop fighting the Eight Sahara and you connect to Hashem.
That's what he's saying. Focus on the Torah, don't focus on the Eight Sahara. That's exactly
all right, fine.
So how does my head Chaim Volozhiner answer the kasha about people who learn Torah and are do averus?
Perhaps he would say that they have bad intentions. Perhaps their intentions are for seeking grandeur and so on.
Why doesn't the Torah purify them from their point of view, from that argument, from that position?
He's saying it would. It's just that their intentions are for they're learning Torah for the seeking.
But I thought the intentions from that point of view, the intention is irrelevant. If you learn Torah, you learn Torah, and it purifies you.
No. So he's saying again, Reb Chaim Volozhiner agrees that there are two levels of lishma and shelo lishma. Right?
Yeah.
Right? The question is, what is lishma mean? The machlokes here is, everyone agrees shalol lishma is no good.
Okay, alright. Right? So he would say that people who are learning lots of Torah and still doing averos are doing it lo lishma.
They must be learning shalol lishma.
I see.
Now, the Balatanya holds, or Chassidim hold, that Rav Chaim Voloshin is Lishma, is Shalai Lishma.
But that's also okay, because then Baal Lishma, right? The Chassidim holds okay, because it's also Baal Lishma. If you learn even like that, it's still good.
Torah Shalai Lishma, Baal Lishma has to be with the intention that our Shalai Lishma should bring us to Lishma. If a person is learning Shalai Lishma, strictly Shalai Lishma, he'll never get to Lishma. We have to understand when we're doing Shalai Lishma that that should bring us to Lishma.
Although they would say, no, it will happen.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they would say that, never mind, just get into the base medrash, right? The Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz said there was a guy, they found a guy in the mir smoking on Shabbos. So he went to the Rosh Hashiva and said, you've got to kick him out. He says, I'm not kicking him out. So he says, it's either him or me. He says, you go then, because you'll always find a job. But if he goes, he'll never come back to Yiddishkeit. So he just kept him, and he kept on smoking and smoking, and he ended up becoming a Baal Tshuva, and he became one of the biggest Rosh Hashivas in mir.
Yeah.
So they do feel that yeah. But I have to, in their defense, in Balozhin, they didn't allow Hasidus, but they also didn't allow Musa. The Netziv said, Torah itself, the learning will bring you to Midos. You don't need anything outside Torah, like Musa or Hasidus. So it was against both.
So the answer then is the person who knows lots of Torah but is doing averas, Torah will bring him there, just hasn't brought him there yet.
That's their theory, right.
I'm asking that's from right. Their point of view, yes.
Okay. We'll continue next week.